is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our community of the local businesses that are in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is David Mullins at the Garden Plaza of Greenbrier Cove. And welcome, David. Thanks for being our special guest on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Well, hello, Scott. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. We met today to talk a little bit about the company Garden Plaza of Greenbrier Cove. And, when you were talking before the podcast started, tell us a little about not just about your facility, but who you're connected with. I think it's a great story.
Thank you. Well, we are owned by Forrest Preston. He actually owns over 50 properties across the United States that are under the umbrella of Century Park. So we have a lot of sister properties that are AL and IL communities, which means that they're independent living and assisted living. We are also connected, as I always say, as kissing cousins with Life Care of America, because Forrest Preston started those communities many years ago, over 30 years ago, up in Cleveland, Tennessee. So he got started with skilled nursing and decided along the way that people needed to also have independent living and assisted living as well in their wheelhouse, so that we could help people from the beginning of when they're really needing to sell their home and get out up until they might need skilled nursing.
Yeah, that's great. You know, most everybody that's either from Cleveland or Chattanooga or just been around a while definitely knows Life Care. That's for
most
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and a lot of us have had some interaction with them in some sort of family or friends or mm-hmm. something, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't run into many people that haven't had an experience at Life Care. That's for sure.
That's true, and it's nice to know there's some other facilities connected to that name of quality that also are taking care of people in other phases of their life. So that's great news. Tell our listeners about your journey. How did you come about to become a part of the company?
Well, I came to Garden Plaza 2 years ago. I will be telling my age if I tell you exactly how long I've been in sales, but I will tell you it's been over 30 years. And I spent a lot of time in the hospitality industry with hotels. Last place I was at before coming here was with Marriott. And absolutely loved that industry, but they had a really hard time when COVID hit. And by 2022, I decided it was time for me to make a change. And I did a lot of praying. And this was the first place that I applied to, got an interview. And I think it was a God thing, because I absolutely love working in senior living. I can't imagine doing anything else now.
Well, that's awesome. I tell you what, before we get into talking about the next question I had lined up to ask you, share with our listeners, what you shared with me about all the amenities that are available there at the Greenbrier Cove.
Wow. We have got our community set up to where you can live here stress-free. And if you don't want to leave the building, you really don't have to. We have a hair salon. We have a general store. We have a restaurant on property called the Bistro. We have a putting green, a billiards room, a gym, a indoor heated saltwater swimming pool and hot tub. There's not a whole lot of anything we don't have here. Right down the street, we've got two parks as well as a pickleball court. So the thing that really sets us apart from everyone else in town that is independent living is that we sit in a neighborhood. So we have a beautiful green space here.
Yes, it's very true. I've been there over there to that whole area and actually drove around. You're right. It is gorgeous over there. Beautiful.
It is. It is.
You know, a lot of people aren't aware. I know I wasn't until not long ago that there was such a thing, that there is such a thing as independent living. You know, we've heard of the skilled nursing, which a lot of people refer to as a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And we've heard of the other types of care that are available out there. Maybe if you're not quite assisted living, mm-hmm. that's one word we've heard of. But when recently I was introduced to the independent living, I had to ask, what is that? So kind of tell us about what are some of the myths and misconceptions that people might not be aware of that they might think about when you say independent living.
Well, a lot of folks, when you say independent living, they do. They think that all of it is the same. And skilled care nursing is the end of the road, so to speak, in caring for elderly community.
Yes.
Independent living is the beginning. We are where you would come when you really don't need to be worrying about cooking and cleaning and changing those light bulbs, all of that kind of stuff. Because what we do is we take care of everything so you can just have a good time. Most everybody who ever moves in here, the first thing they tell me is, oh my gosh, I wish I had come here years ago so I could have really enjoyed it and not waited until I was getting kind of slowed down and maybe a little tired and not walking so well, because we have so many things around here to enjoy.
I think, you know, when I became acquainted with even assisted living, when I first became acquainted with that years ago, what fascinated me about it was, you know, so many people are sitting at home alone.
Mm-hmm.
And while they love their home and they hate to leave it, it's a lonely life just to sit by yourself all day. And what I saw when I became aware of the assisted living was you become part of a community. There's activities that are planned for you. There's things that are planned out so you can enjoy day-to-day living.
Exactly. And the way we run around here is I tell everybody it's like going on a cruise, except we don't have any hidden taxes or fees. Everything is based on, as far as your rent, it's based on the size of your apartment. And we have apartments from studios up to two bedrooms and what we call our grand deluxe, which is 1,250 square feet. But we do. We have so many amenities as well as activities that go on here. We have yoga and we have aerobics and water aerobics. We have arts and crafts and we have reading. We have meetings. It becomes your family. We have 145 apartments, but everybody here knows everybody. And the whole community is geared toward not just coming in and sitting in your apartment, but really getting involved.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's amazing to know that there's someone. Is there is there an age range there are people that when you to move into an apartment like this?
That is a great question. Yes, we are a 55 and older community. Okay. So that means you have to be 55 to be here.
Okay.
Something else that people are always asking is, what is the median age? And I always tell them it's in your mid-70s is the median age. But we've got people in their 60s here all the way up to almost 100. We've had 100-year-olds here. And we've got a couple of 99-year-olds right now.
Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yes.
I hope if I live to be 99, I'm still able to to be in the independent living, right?
Me too. And you know, that's the great thing about our community. We are independent living, but you know, everybody comes here and they're usually already still driving. They're getting around great. They've got their friends and family outside of here and they're still very involved. But the great thing about us is we do allow you to age in place. So as long as you're being cared for, that's all our concern is about. So yes. Let's say you come in and you do get to the point that you're needing some med reminders or you're needing some help with showering, something like that down the road. We have a couple of different home health care agencies that we refer to that are great that come in here and help with that. So you don't have to think of, oh my gosh, if I go there, I'm going to have to, in a few years, go somewhere else down the road. And that doesn't necessarily always happen.
Well, that's wonderful too. Yeah, that's good to know. And a question that popped up in my mind when you were talking there, what about a married couple? Are they?
Oh, we've got lots of married couples here.
Oh, okay.
The great thing about it is you pay for the apartment and then you only pay $700 additional for your spouse. So, since you brought up two people, most folks have a fur baby, and we do accept those guys.
Oh, wonderful.
As long as they're under 25 pounds, you can have up to two fur babies in your apartment, whether they're cats or dogs.
That's important for a lot of people. That's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, if there was one thing, just one thing that you wish that you could shout from the rooftop about Garden Plaza of Greenbrier Cove and everybody know, maybe that don't know, something that people just aren't aware of, what would that be?
That independent living is fun. It is all about fun and giving you the freedom to do what you want to do. I tell folks, you can be as busy or non-busy as you want to be here. But like I said, people get here and they're like, I wish I had come here a long time ago because there is so much to do and you do make great friendships that last for the rest of your life. And that is the thing. If you do choose to go on through Century Park for assisted living in the future, we have a couple of communities nearby, the Bridge, as well as there's also assisted living in Cleveland, with the Garden Plaza of Cleveland. And your deposit would follow you there, as well as your friends typically will follow you there. So once you get in here and you make friends with folks, they're kind of like your high school classmates. They go with you throughout the rest of life.
What about that? Well, I tell you what, neighbors, all y'all that are listening, you heard it here. This is a community that's dear and caring. And you mentioned the Bridge. I've met the folks at the Bridge. They're wonderful people.
They
wonderful
are.
People. Just they a part are. Of the family. And then if it comes to that point in life that you need the services of life care, like she's talking about, it's just a continued process. You're still a part of that family. So yes. It sounds like it's a wonderful place to be. You know, David, before we go, can you tell us online or offline how people could reach out to y'all and find out more or contact you?
Most definitely. They can reach me via phone at 423-396-5100. Or you can reach me on email at dcmullins@centurypa.com. Or if you want to come by, you can come by to 4586 Forsythia Way in Ottawa, Tennessee, and I would be happy to give you a tour.
Well, there you go. You can't get any better than that. David giving the tour. That's for sure. Yeah, get a tour of David. That should be on .com or something.
There you go.
Tour of David. David, what is your position there with the company? You're in the marketing position, is that right?
I'm sales and marketing. My title is sales director. I always say I'm really just an information giver because I like to give people everything they need to know to make an informed decision. Because this isn't a decision that most people can make lightly, because at this stage, they are getting ready to downsize their home, and that can be difficult for a lot of folks. And that's the other thing. We're really a great resource to put you in touch with people who might can make that a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, that's a great point to make. And just in case somebody wants to go online and check you out, what is your website?
Oh, www.gardenplaza.com.
GardenPlaza.com. Well, there it is. Well, you've just been a pleasure to be with today and to meet you and find out more about what y'all do. I can see now why you have that position, because you smiled the whole time. There was a lot of enthusiasm. So I tell you what, neighbors, if I worked there, I believe I'd be smiling too. All the happiness that's in that building. And I tell you, I did personally stop in one day and look around, and it is beautiful. So take Dave up on that tour. And Dave, thank you for being with us today on the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Great talking with you.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure. I've enjoyed it. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Dava and learning more about Garden Plaza of Greenbrier Cove, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all that Dava's offered to you there today and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.